This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. We've been watching nations swing back and forth in their approach to the U.S., to the regional politics, of the vote. Once upon a time, there was an understanding of a pink tide. The pink tide is no longer mentioned as a metaphor, not even in Europe. Instead, what we have is apparent steps towards the right of center. And that is illustrated by the success of a right of center candidate in Chile, Mr. Kass. Evan, what does this tell us about Chile, which is a state rich in resources, but these last years has been dominated by socialist agendas?
Well, John, certainly the vote this past Sunday in Chile, in which the forces on the left had a historical low support, suggests that Chile is moving back towards the right. Chile historically has deep conservative roots. It's a deeply Catholic country, had relatively strong institutionalization going back to the military dictatorship period, where essentially the dictatorship of General Pinochet was seen as essentially resolving many of the problems of disorder that affected other states. However, Chile, because of its own prosperity, one of the most prosperous, well-institutionalized countries in the region, also began to have what we in Europe would call middle-class problems. And so you had previously the left, first with people such as Michelle Bachelet, and most recently through Chile's young current president, Gabriel Boric, trying to press for more environmental issues, more educational issues, more types of social reform. And so this kind of struggle in Chile between kind of a new generation that wanted more government and addressing some of these social issues versus its conservative roots, it appears that with this past election, that conservative orientation has prevailed. And so technically, the person, Jeanette Jara, who is actually of Chile's Communist Party, came out on top in the election with 27%. However, everyone who came after her in the election, this is round one of a two-round election. The next round, I believe, is going to be December 14th. So the number two that made it also to the to the next round is José Antonio Kast. This is, again, somebody who is deeply Catholic. He has been conservative. His father had ties to the Pinochet regime. But after Kast, the ones who didn't make it past the post, the surprise was somebody by the name of Franco Parisi, who is a populist, really campaigned on things like greater Chilean control of its borders, including especially the northern border with Peru and in Bolivia, where a lot of the immigrants who are seen in Chile to be causing violence in Chilean cities have come from. After that, you had Johannes Kaiser, who is a libertarian, again, very kind of right-oriented. And then you had the center-right, Evelyn Matei. And so the interesting thing is that although you could technically say that the person who finished first, Jeanette Jara, was of the Communist Party, every single one of those other candidates were, you go down the list, were of the right or center-right. And so it appears as we go into the December 14th round two, you will essentially have the vast majority of those people rallying around Kast, who now becomes the overwhelming favorite to win the election. Now, the other part of that was you also had elections for the Chilean Congress, the Senate. You had 23 people voted in a part of the Senate and all 155 people in the House. And the right did very well. They didn't quite win, but they basically got a little less than half of the Senate, the different right-wing parties, and they got just about half of the House. And so if, as is likely, José Antonio Kast wins the presidency, you will have a very right-wing, socially right, economically right, pro-U.S. person in the presidency, backed by a Congress which is very right-friendly and in which, you know, there will be at least the ability to implement the agenda. Now, there will be disputes because there are different flavors of the right, and there's some differences about social issues and other things. And so the Congress will be a factor even with Kast, but Chile appears to be clearly moving, like much of the rest of the region, toward a relatively right-oriented, U.S.-friendly regime after the second round, which is coming up December 14th.
And Javier Milei in Buenos Aires. Milei is backed up by the U.S. Treasury. The peso stabilizing, is that a factor going forward?
Argentina continues to have good news after the strong U.S. statements, including the $40 billion between the swap and the purchasing of Argentine bonds. Of course, Milei, after Milei did very well, his party, La Libertad Avanza, in the midterm elections, which just occurred October 26th, there seemed to be a sense of relief. And so the peso has now essentially stabilized that initial crisis that came out of investor fears that maybe Milei and his party wouldn't do that well. Once we got past that with U.S. reassurance, you know, the peso has basically stabilized.
30 seconds, Professor. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Inflation is down to levels not seen since 2018, although still about 31% a year. You're even starting to see mortgage lending in Argentina. The economy is reactivating some prospect of growth that might be as high as 7% or more this year in the coming year. Poverty is down from about 53% when Milei first took office to about 31% now. Milei seems to have a new and good cabinet in place. Because of the midterms, he has a pretty solid legislative block between his party, La Libertad Avanza, and PRO in Congress and in both houses. And so Argentina, for the moment, appears to be proceeding forward with a stable government and continued economic success.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.